The Irish Times, election 2011.
Hello, I'm Hugh Linehan, and I'm the editor of IrishTimes.com. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll be aiming to give you the most comprehensive online coverage and analysis of all the key issues, trends, and controversies in election 2011. This election promises to be one of the most dramatic in the history of the state. We'll be following it all the way with podcasts, blogs, and video from our political analysts and reporters, along with the candidates themselves. And we also want to open up the website to you, our audience, so we'll be listening and responding to what you have to say on Twitter, on our blogs, and in our Have Your Say section. And if you'd like to write a column for IrishTimes.com, you can send it to our platform section on IrishTimes.com/2011. I'm joined by our parliamentary correspondent, Michael O'Regan. Michael, day one of the election, we're being told left, right and centre that this is an epical event. It's going to be unlike any election we've seen before. It's going to be high drama. Fireworks going off. From the point of view of somebody who is not that excited by elections, is it really going to be that kind of life-changing moment in the history of the Irish
state? It is. It's not an exaggeration to say it's a defining moment in the history of the state. This will be an election like no other.
Why so?
Firstly, we pretty well know the result. The polls are telling us that bar an exceptional turnaround, Fine Gael and Labour will form the next government. Now, they're not going in with a united front. There is no Mullingar Accord like the last time. In fact, they're...
Far from it.
Indeed, they're at each other's throats because they're seeking the same seats in some constituencies. They're both watching the Green seats, for instance, which are very vulnerable. Difference in policies between the two parties. Yet, it seems as if the electorate would put them in. And also, of course, you have the astonishing decline of Fianna Fáil in the polls. Absolutely could not have been predicted, you know, a relatively short time ago. And certainly, if you go back to the percentages in the various constituencies in the last election, you know, where they were 40%, perhaps up to 50% in some cases, now hovering nationally dangerously low in the high teens.
So let's look at Fianna Fáil briefly first. This collapse in their vote. What is Micheál Martin's target? At what point can Micheál Martin say this was a success in terms of seat numbers at the other end of this election?
I would think, not speaking for him, but I would think if he got 25 to 30 seats, he would be happy enough. Now, he won't say that publicly, obviously.
Is that not a pretty realistic objective, really? Because there are 43 constituencies in the state. Is it really possible that more than 15 of those constituencies won't return at least one Fianna Fáil TD? Especially when you get into rural Ireland, the west of Ireland, there's an emotional attachment to a lot of these guys, regardless of what party they belong to. They've been there, they're well known in their areas and so on.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You see, what's making this election impossible to predict in some respects is the local factor, where you'll have the sitting Fianna Fáil TD transcending the national decline. In other words, he or she is not associated in the public mind on the part of voters with the mistakes made by the government, and that, you know, they have provided a good local service, they're popular locally. But what you have to weigh against that is the voter anger against Fianna Fáil, whereby very, very good local representatives, good Fianna Fáil TDs who have done their best, backbenchers who would have been appalled at what was going on at senior level in the cabinet, are swept away in a tide of, you know, revulsion. And it's not too strong a word against Fianna Fáil. But the other thing to remember, Hugh, here is we are into a campaign, and a lot can change in a campaign. I mean, if you go back to the springtide of 92, that really didn't take off until midway through the campaign. So anything could happen.
So what are the key things that might kickstart a big change and might perhaps, you know, change the mathematics to such a degree that this inevitable Fine Gael-Labour government might not necessarily be the outcome?
It would be a significant change, but if the public get irritated by the bickering between Fine Gael and Labour, who according to the polls will form the next government, that could lead to a change. But I'm not sure that will happen in any huge scale. We simply don't know. The other thing is this, the Micheál Martin factor. I wouldn't exaggerate it at all, but he just might galvanise the local organisation in key constituencies. The Fianna Fáil grassroots are very demoralised, very disillusioned. Now, his election as leader has given them a boost, certainly in Munster. He's from Cork. And if he can work that in other constituencies, then Fianna Fáil could do better than what is being predicted at the moment.
Michael, I'm sure we'll be talking again many times over the course of the campaign. But for now, thanks very much for joining us.